Hofdam at 7, Thursday, 14th of June. Rabbi Shlomo Besser, Bechira.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to share a few minutes of Torah with you. And in the words of Chazal, one who shares Torah becomes a recipient of Torah. Because there is a Mimash HaPur, Avega Loitze Leinik HaPur Loitze Lahanik. And I'd like to extend a hearty mazel tov here before to my dear brother-in-law, to Dudy Rosenberg, for the recent Simcha, the Simcha Shtukva just a few hours ago, which I really have not. Shalom, Nicholas Adai, I was asked the topic. Topic is Pchira because only I failed to find another word to use. Pchira in this week's parsha is very predominant. When we realize that Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra Moshe lo Yisher bin Nun lo Yeshua. So Rashi HaKodesh says, he's probably davened Ka Yeshiacho Ma'atzas Meraglim. What was this request? Was it a affair? Was he ordering him? Was it a Tfilat HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Was it a Shinu Hashem? You find diverse opinions amongst the Rishonim. In fact, the Kasha goes back to the Midrashim and Zohar HaKodesh. What exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu have in mind? Vayikra Moshe lo Yisher bin Nun Yeshua. If in fact Moshe Rabbeinu was asking from the Eibishter Tefillah, he said, the Eibishter is all the bench in the Eibishter, Ko Yoshiacha, as you look at the words of Rashi, Ko Yoshiacha Matzas Meraglim. There's going to be an Atzas Meraglim, and it's my request for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should save you. Then he's actually taking away the Pchira from Yeshua. Our whole existence over here, our whole Lim of Schal, the Eibish, is based on the fact that we have free will, free choice. Rambam, this one. That's the Shus Biyad Adam, a person who can make up his mind whether he wants to go right or wants to go to the left. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is ostensibly taking away that mandate that Moshe, that Yeshua has on making his own choice. So does Moshe Rabbeinu have the right to take away this in the Bechira? This is Moshe Rabbeinu asking his choice, his favorite Talmud, Yeshua. Secondly, Vayikra Moshe Yeshua Benun Yeshua. Is it now in Parshat Shlach that Hoshea's name is being changed to Yeshua? Parshat Kisisa already we found before, earlier in Parshat B'Shalach, Yeshua is called Yehoshua. So the Yud was already there before Parshat Meraglim. And let's go to the basics. Who were the Meraglim? Who were the Meraglim? You know, this is Moshe Rabbeinu sees a danger sign. The Torah says, Kulam Anoshim, as Rashi himself and the Mefarshim point out, Anoshim Chashuvim B'mikre. So if the Anoshim Chashuvim, they were Chashuvim not just in Maisa, but Machshove and Dibur also are Anoshim Chashuvim. If the Machshove and Dibur also are Anoshim Chashuvim, so why does Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the fear of Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's the area over here? What happened over here? It's the Atzas Meraglim. You look at carefully the words, Koye Shechama Atzas Meraglim. It does not say Koyushacha Mechet HaMeraglim Me'atzas HaMeraglim. It seems to be that it was an Atzas Meraglim which eventually evolved to Chet HaMeraglim. Where do we define it? Where do we draw the line and where is the Chet and where is the Atzas Meraglim? Let me share with you different Midrashim and I'll read them as more or less the Midrash says it. Vayikra Moshe, Shtet Mechilta. That the word of Vayikra Moshe, it's a dugma like Yisrael. Shemachatchila Yisrael was called Yesel, and after even Moshe, Parsha Batoira, my good Maisim Toivim, Paisifu Loi Mechilta says, we did Maisim Toivim because of his good deeds, Yisrael's good deeds, they added a letter to his name, so he's called Yisrael. The Chein Ata Moitze Be Yehoshua, Shemitchila el koyin oisa hoysheya, chushosa masim toivim, hoysifu loy, ois achas vedikri yoshua shenema, veikra moshe. And the Chuda does not tell me where the masim toivim are. Where the masim toivim are? Are they referring to the masim toivim that happened after the 40 days when they came back? Are those the masim toivim? He was called Yeshua before the masim toivim, before they left, before they embarked on their mission, he was called Yeshua. So what are the masim toivim? the Gemara Sota, Yeshua, Kvar Bikushal of Moshe Rachman Shanema. Kvar Moshe, already Moshe with Mvakish Racham on Yeshua. The Medrash Shraba says the following: Omer Avshim Beyachai, Yud Shanut Lakodish Bochum Nesorai, Hayutas Upoirech. It's just floating somewhere. לפני כיסו של הקודש ברוך הוא אומר לכון הדריבוני של אולם בשביל שאני קטן שבאויס יויס ויצרסוני ניסור הצדקונס הצדק זה הצדקונס אומר לה הקודש ברוך הוא don't worry, the klein yidle, don't worry אז הקודש לשעובר האיס משמו של נקב I'm careful why I say it because it's being recorded and the feminists may hear this recording their titles I'm on the west side, and we have many feminists over there, basically. You are two double jeopardy. You were one, belong to an Akeva, and secondly, you were the last of the Oisius, the cleansed from the men, so, tell them. Acho, I have to say, I guess, an Akeva. Acho, I need my son. Bishmoy shel Zohar, Uwe Roishen shel Oisius, Shemer Mavikel Moshe. But if you saw the person in design, you can look it up. So it's a completely different angle over here. Nothing to do with the mice and token that Yeshua did. It's a tiny that Yud had. And the Eivish of the Chumunas got on the Yud and placed it at the beginning of Yeshua's name. But it's a very baffling message over here. And what's wrong with only to a tzaddik? Because what's with the Nechama that the Eivish gave the Yidla of the Yud from Sarai, which left Sarai because the Eivish replaced the Yud. And now the Nechama is, you belong now to a Zohar. And not only do you belong to a Zohar, but I'm putting the beginning of the name. Was mir was schwer, I mean, the highest number is Yud Kei Vav Kei. What bigger Nechama does the Yud need to be the beginning of Shem Havayah? I mean, I think being Yud of the Shem Havayah, I think is prioritized much higher than being the Yud of a person's name. Busa Vadar, Kei, Kei. But the Eivish that chose the Ois Yud to begin the Heilige Nomen Yud Kei Vav Kei, noch eine Sache. Maruah Moshe lohoise was Moshe Yeshua Yud, ele kolov notosfuloi min ha-uretz shenemar in loy ha-uretz ha-shadaka et ha-poker posel in Yeshua. In the last article, in the medrash, kol oila legdula moisif in lo-ois al shmoy shenemar leikur oid shim avram and the same thing leikur shmoy Yeshua. So we see from these different medrashim, Zohar HaKodesh, that Vayikra has at least two connotations. One connotation is a Loshen Tefillah. If Rashi wants to learn, Vayikra is Shema Yeshua, so the Tefillah. Call Yeshua Samar Tzasuragim. So Vayikra is, when he called him Yeshua, it wasn't just calling, giving a name. It included a Tefillah, some kind of a Tefillah in Vayikra. So Vayikra, Vayikra, Shem Keloidom, Vayikra, Shem Hashem, it's a Loshen Tefillah. But also Vayikra basically is just giving an image. He placed the name on Sashinu Hashem. But again, going back to the original question of here, what about Bechira, Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Bechira is not Bechira. He took away the Bechira from Yeshua. Yeshua should be able to make his own mind whether he wants to join the Atzas Meraglav or he wants to be independent. That Moshe Rabbeinu Lechor is withdrawing this Bechira from Yeshua. Who are these Meraglav? What kind of people were they? Kulam Anoshim, Moshe Shachshim, Hoyu. Do you have any idea who this Dodea was? The Meragim, the Masei Mitzvah? That's what the Gemara Mubasa, who the Masei Mitzvah were. Rabbi Baba Chona, famous Moshe Sasfina, tells us who the Masei Mitzvah were. And he said the following, he made a Taya, he made a Soicher, and he told the Rabbi Chona and his travels, "Ta achvelach misay midbar. Azle chazisinu v'donu keman v'mifsimi v'donu aparki." He took him somewhere in the wasteland, in the midbar, maybe midbar Sinai, wherever, and they appeared to him, keman v'mifsimi. Mifsimi, who are mifsimi? What was mifsimi? It means the person who was listening to be on Purim. And so the connection with Purim, because yesterday was Chol Gimel 7, the Idris Hashniyah, so we couldn't mention Purim, because it's Shushin Purim. And it seemed they were mitzvah, they were drunk. They were happy, their faces. They were mitzvah, they were putam. So in Yaakov says that they looked at him and they were totally, totally devoid of chumis. No chumis whatsoever. These were celestial people. The Ganu Apaki, they looked up at Shemayim. They had nothing else in mind. They were talking about weren't alive anymore. But it seems that when they left this world, they left in a very surreal position. They had no shakas, never had a shakas, didn't care for them out of the flower. All they were looking was where their faces were facing the heavens. And with Mitzvah, look at their faces. Person, after so many years, decomposes here, they look that they just finished Mishta Hayayim over here. Mitzvah. So the Marashu, the Yankim, and other Mephoshim say that this was a Dovah, this was the Emesdikah Pasuk, the Emesdikah look of the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor that died because of the Chet of the Raglan were very great in the Yid, very great in the people who had no Shivas whatsoever. They, what was the Chumlis? No Chumlis, Lechem Abirah, they ate the mark. So when the Torah says, Eidus are these people, that Simoskal is also an alakha. The Hadachol of Atseka, you can no shaft of the Elam Hazar. Because the natural cause and effect of Elam Hazar, cloud, had no bearing, had no influence whatsoever. This was the Doi HaMidbar, the Nesei Midbar, the God of HaMasor. So Ibazoi, if this was the Nesei Midbar, who died because of Chet HaMeraglim, so what was the Chet HaMeraglim? Normally, if someone who involves in a Chet, he's a Chelik of that Chet. Such as Gohevin mentioned, so the Meraglim couldn't have been all that bad. And if you look in the Mefarshei HaTorah, all of them, the Shoyim, yes, but there were still Gohevin the people. What happened over here? And that's where Machetchan Tayreidim, better difference between Atzas Meraglim and Chet Meraglim. What are the difference between Atzas Meraglim and Chet Meraglim? Taking Ben Yoyodo, Ben Yishai says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not save a person from black and white avodas. That which is black and white, tzeif, kusher, shabbos, chol, avodah zarah, kfiras ha'avodah l'tzlon, and eminah. That's your decision. That's what Kriya is all about. The Yitzhar does not play chess with you, because he knows which is black is black and white is white. He's not going to take it. He's not going to tell you that white is black and black is white. He hovers over the gray areas. Those areas which could be called maybe the shins, maybe not, which is you're not even sure, that's what the Yitzhak happens to see. And that's all the Chassidus is spelling as if the Muslims all talk about it, basically. In a different language, in a different jargon, vernacular, but basically all the same concept. The Melech Zukin Viksil, Taka Zukin Viksil, but Vinesh, he's been around for a long time. He's been around longer than we've been around. And he knows quite well that when it's day, he's not going to tell you that it's night. So the time is to say, Sutan Lufanenu Mahreina, other things. There's a Sutan that goes Lufanenu Mahreina. He's not going to pull you away. He's standing in front of you and say, this is Yal Mitzvah. This is Mishkan Mitzvah. Whatever it is, he'll give you a dais. He'll give you an interpretation, an overview on Talyag Mitzvahs. And I'll give you an explanation that mitzvah reish ayin gimel does mean as a because it's not a poskim, it's not a daraisa, it's not even a darabunen, it's a psanispach, whatever. He'll give you all kind of shepherd. And that's the difference, that's what tefillah can help. Tefillah can help each one of us pull us out of the gray area. And without the Ben Ish Chai, so beautifully for Taichas, the male says, the Melch asks the Eibush to Shviyois Riyovim, and therefore Ministurus Nagayim, because Shviyois Riyovim, Shoygin, Shviyois, I make a mistake. I don't know. Is it a Shoygin? Is it a gray area? I can't tell. It's been Tchilas Lekalti. I can't tell. It's that time of day which I can't tell. Ooh, the water is murky. I can't see clearly under the water. What's going on over here? Shviyois Riyovim. So I tell to the Eibush that is Rebbeinu Shalom, Ministurus Nagayim. Taken out of the Nistugas. I don't like to be on the camp. I don't want to be in an area where I can't tell whether it's Yoyim or whether it's Laila. Then I'm sure that the Melech continues. Mizeidin from Zedoinois, Chasuch Avdecha, not Chasuch Avdecha, I'm guaranteed that the Eibishter will eliminate that area which is darkened. In other words, the Zaydim, those are Doinas, Chasuchav Decha, your Eved is sure is certain over here that I won't have those pitfalls from the Arai falling to Doinas. Coming to the Meraglim, says the Ben Ish Chai, that's not the Meraglim over here. The Atzas Meraglim, not the Chaytim. It eventually evolved from Atzas Meraglim to Chaytim Meraglim. In what was the Atzas Meraglim? The Mitzvah and the Rabbim is because they realize that they're there that they were dealing with. These people are not going to be mispater. No, you're not going to give them Yishmaki Akuma Kulam. These people are to work for these things. What's going to happen is coming to Yisrael, Rav Shimon Yochai, Rav Shmuel, Oyle B'yudin, Oyle B'yudin, they're not Mesugal. These people are dependent on the Eibishter, totally dependent on the Eibishter. Let this total dependent on the Eibishter remain in a very high level. To go to avoid the sakarka, they're not ready for it. Stay away from that. And that was the Atzasim Rabbim. They meant the Torah. They meant to keep the Eden on a very high madrega. Like the Arizal is looking for their faith, who's their madrega, and that's for whatever reason. But it doesn't take away from the pshat is that they wanted to keep these people at the same level, in fact, a very high level. But that was not the wasn't of the Eibishter. The Eibishter said, the Eibishter created the Marishon, he said, Le'ovda u'le'shomba. There's two avoiders, and that's the avoider of each one of us. And when I speak in front of an oiler, I speak with a lot of, I guess, with humility for people who make malacha, arai kvar, any might call it. But when you go into your malacha, you go into your working day, after a few minutes of Torah, that's a malacha madrega. And that madrega, the meraglim, we're not able to perceive. How a person is able to function from davening, the Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis HaMedrash into a melacha. Melacha, you leave your davening with a tefillah to the Eibishter. The Mishnir is not in the Mesturos Nakein. You don't want to go into a gray area. You want to be able to humble, to deal with the Heter. The Lecha Shalom B'Israel. Because we're all Nehena from the Eibishter's bounty. And that's when we come to learn Torah after davening to enable the rest of the day to be infused with the right Hashkot with the Eibishter Torah. I would like to conclude, though, being that my father is a part of the Simcha, my father was a Adon Kefasid, with a Hezbollah of the Tefer Shlem. Tefer Shlem asks a kasha. The Gemara says an Erechin upon the days. The Hocha, the Pasuk in Nehemiah says, Kiloi also, the Torah refers to the Pasuk in Nehemiah talking about Chag HaSukkos. So the Pasuk tells us in Nehemiah that in the whole time of Bais Yishei, there was no, even didn't Chag HaSukkos. Shteitim Pasuk, Kiloi also mimei Yeshua bin Nun, Yeshua spells Yutshin Vav Ayin, without a hey, Kem Nei Yisrael Adai Yemahu. Frit Gemara. The whole Dukta Ksiv Yahushua, not a Ksiv Yeshua. Why is it that he dropped the hay of Yahushua? And the Gemara said, I understand very well why Mishlama, why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't penalized in any way. Because Mishlama Moshe, Leboy Rachme, the Gemara talks about the Yitzhar of the Zohar. That the Yitzhar of the Zohar was rampant during the time of Bais Yishan. So the Nevi'im had the koyach to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should remove the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, as eventually happened in the Ezra. Bishlama Moshe, lo yibo rachmei, lo lehava l'schusa be'etz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the schus of entering Eretz Yisrael, which is more called schusa be'etz Yisrael, and therefore he was not able to daven for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove this, eliminate the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Ela Yehoshua, the Havala is chusid Eretz Yisroel. Am I loy boy rachmei? Why did Yeshua, having entered Eretz Yisroel, he should have been the one to eliminate this Yitzhara, or have everything to eliminate this Yitzhara by the Zohar? You understand the Gemara's kasha? Yeshua didn't understand the Gemara's kasha. What about Pchila? What happened to Pchila over here? What happened to Shmuel Anavi? To other Shoiftim? Why didn't they ask the Evshich Mevatim? What did the Gemara Dachka underscore Yeshua that he should have been the one that he should have asked the Getzor should have been invoked? So the title of the Pesach Shloim. What happened to Yeshua? Vayikra Moshe lo Hesher binun Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu made a tefillah on Yeshua. What happened to the Pchira? Moshe Rabbeinu made a decision then and there. He realized who Yeshua was. Talionison, he saw down Venusa Yeshua. He knew his koikas. But he knew that Yeshua is now the Yomish Mutai Kahoyo. That was his Metzias. He has to be the leader of Mei Sol. He has to take Eden into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu removed the Pchira of Yeshua then and there. Yeshua should be nitpas to Atzas Meragim. And by withdrawing the Pchira from Yeshua, by adding this Yud, I call him Yeshua, Yeshua was able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Zutat Mava, Bishlom Moshe. There's no precedent. But Yeshua, you have the precedent. By virtue of entering Eretz Yisrael, you realize that it's possible to eliminate Pchira when you have to. With the Tzayach HaShah, to eliminate the Pchira, you are the biggest beneficiary of that decision of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu took away your Pchira. And thus you were able to enter Eretz Yisrael successfully. Why? Because you want this father to Atzas Meraglim. And therefore you, Yoshia, you should have asked the Devisha to eliminate the Tzahara of Avodah Zarah. And that's Chatan the Gemara. Bishlom HaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu knows. How can you eliminate the Zarah, Pchira? But Yeshua, you benefited by it. So you should have realized when you saw that the Tzahara of Avodah Zarah was getting out of hand, do something about it. How can I take away Pchira? Your Rebbe did it for you. You can do the same to Bnei Yisrael. And that's why there was a fine Amin Yeshua. What it teaches us all, that maybe, you know, have a little insight on what the Yitzhara does, which really lurks. It's the gray areas. And certainly that tefillah will help. I just like to finish with a maestro that I saw yesterday, the 1 minute left, more than a minute. A shachas with Chav Gimel Sivan. The Chav Gimel Sivan, in fact, is a Yom Seira, it's a Yom Simcha. What it meant, now that we're commemorating, many places commemorating, going back to the Holocaust years, and there are some survivors over here, 70 years or 71 or 72, from the beginning of the war, from the Greek. The Heilige Levitzikon, the Levitzikon of Peshvoz, was many with other tens and tens of thousands of Yidden were being driven from Galicia to eastern Poland. And on Friday night, Chav Gimel Sivan, 1940, the Russians, of course, the beginning of the war, the Russians asked all the new immigrants to take upon themselves Russian citizenship. So those who thought that's a good etzah, because at least they're going to be Russian citizens, because they hope that Russia will be their next paradise, who knows what it is, but Russia is going to be certainly better than Poland or Germany. But many didn't. And those who didn't, what happened to them? They were driven to Siberia. So on Friday, Chav Gimel Sivan, they even came to the Levitzikon and said, Habahula, who sits up? The Russians are rounding up all those tens of thousands of people who did not sign up to get Russian papers, who did not want to, who elected not to become Russian citizens, and they're taking them away from Lemberg and the other places where they were ghetto, and they're driving them on cars and trains up to the northern reaches of Russia to Siberia. And there is what's going to happen in Siberia. So the Vitzikov was told them, today is Chav Gimel Sivan. If a Nazar took and stopped Kenish Alos Kim. That's what he answered. Chav Gimel Sivan is a Yoy Bussoy look to Shtek if a Gila to Bussoy. If a Nazar took on such a day, certainly nothing worse will come out of this day. In other words, and I say again, that those people, it's Chav Gimel Sivan, whoever you'll go, they wish you'll have a Chumunas on you and Taket Enesuah, those people who went to Siberia, most of them survived. Because I'm not those never who perished for natural causes, whatever, hunger. But they weren't killed, they weren't shot, they were by the Russians, they were the bombers. So the Irish Delphin. So someone mentioned once that, I think it's a Yerushalmi Sofer. Yerushalmi Sofer says that Chav Gimel Sivan is 70 days after Yud Gimel Nissan. The Megillus of Hashemus were Yud Gimel Nissan. And the Megillus of Shemus was 70 days later. which means the Goyim had in their hands for 70 days the power over Yidden. It took 70 days for the Yidden to become free of the Goyim. Then, why? Because of the 70 days that the Anshei Knan, when Yaakov Avinu was lifted, they used to go the Masper Yaakov Avinu for 70 days. For 70 days of Hester for Yaakov Avinu, the Eivishter paid them back. That in time of Shushan, the Eivishter gave them 70 days, the Goyim, the Antisemitim, he gave them 70 days to rejoice, they didn't have the Yidden. I think the time has come that the Goyim today are not Masper Yaakov Avinu anymore. Those days have passed. It's come to the Eivishter and Zoshin's Barachim Zanuk. We should deserve it to the Megillus HaShlishi, Spain, Baal, Yashem, Afrits, Gelaishis.